You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 123. And if you ever catch yourself focusing on getting it right, getting it perfect, not wanting to make a mistake, you're going to love today's episode, The Growth in Imperfection. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today's episode is inspired by one of my clients and longtime friends. She and I were having a little back and forth about a little mistake that I had made. And she had asked me, to have my team correct it, and I owned up that actually that was me making a silly mistake. And she laughed and said, you know what I love is that you are wildly successful and you don't always get it perfect. I'm like, yep, exactly. And I thought a lot about it, and I thought, you know what, this really feels like an important episode topic, because so many people have this deep fear of making a mistake, have this deep fear of not getting it right, of being seen as not being perfect. And I know I've certainly had a huge breakthrough around that in the last couple years. And so I thought we should talk about that today. It's like, what's the gifts that are a potential for your business success? Like, what's really possible when you let go of perfectionism? And where does perfectionism come from? Why is it that some of us are so wrapped up in trying to get it perfect that we're literally putting the brakes on our ability to grow the business in the first place? And a couple of tricks on how to break free of this deep, compelling need to get things perfect before you'll let go and get it out there in the world. One of the resources that's available to you right now, absolutely free, to help you with this is the Own Your Bold training. It's a 5-part training that I've made absolutely free right now on my website. It's you can watch it at your own leisure. It's the 5 phases of really taking bold action, getting a bold goal, shifting your mindset, but also a couple of the tools that are available to you to be able to let go and grow faster. And you can get that right now at ownyourboldchallenge.com. So if you find that you're the type of person where fear holds you back, you overthink things, you have a big vision, but you're not achieving it, you're really excited about a big project, but you don't know how to pull it off, and you find yourself trying to figure out how to do it and never getting into action, this is for you. Head over to ownyourboldchallenge.com and sign up for the 5-part training. And if you want, you can even really go all out and share your results along the way in the community. And I'll give you some coaching and some support and feedback along the way. So ownyourboldchallenge.com to get the free resource. Now, let me explain why I think bold and perfection are kind of opposites. See, one of the things about being bold and standing up in this bold energy and really deciding that you're going to grow with a little bit more boldness is that we have to really come face to face with our fears and how we let our fears take over. And one of the big fears that shows up for people who need to get it right and have this deep need for perfection is there's a real fear of what people will think if you make a mistake. Or I notice sometimes there's a deep fear of, oh my gosh, I can't afford to get this wrong. And usually that's because you have so much on the line financially, like all your chips are in the basket called this goal or this project or this launch. And if it doesn't work, you believe that you're going to be destitute or you're going to have to throw it all away and start over and go get a job, right? For some people, there's a really compelling fear of being criticized. You know, you put your heart out on the line, you spend months, maybe years crafting this perfect program, and writing your book, right? And you put it out there and you're so deeply afraid that people will criticize you and you know, maybe not say the things you want them to say. All of that is in your mind. Like all of this stuff we wrap up in getting things perfect typically comes from some kind of a wound or a trigger that happened as a young person where you tried to do something and you didn't get it right and you got criticized. And it's really amazing how so much of our behavior as adults is wrapped up in challenges and issues that happened as children. It might help you to know that the most successful people tend to not be perfectionists. It doesn't mean they don't shoot for excellence. It means they do not get wrapped up in getting things perfect before they pull the trigger or before they make an important decision. And they're used to having to make quick decisions without lots of information. And they know that fear is actually a filtering system that they can't afford to use. And so instead of worrying about a mistake, they focus on, well, what do I need to do to make a good decision that is going to get me mostly there? And they recognize that inside of mistakes, inside of like not hitting the mark, there's an immense amount of information. And there's something about like reframing making mistakes or making a misstep, we might even say, that they recognize that this is actually where they build the muscle of creativity and innovation. Because inside of the moment when you realize that something's not working, you actually have a choice to like fall apart or to rise into a more creative and powerful and resourceful version of yourself. I want you to take that in for a moment. That inside of what many people will crumble under is an opportunity to like really strengthen your game. And now sometimes you need mentoring, you know, like working with a coach or being in a mastermind can help you in that nanosecond. But it's the recognition that you can't fail, that whatever happens, there is information in it that's super critical for you to get where you want to go, and that it will actually make you a better entrepreneur in the process. That is the mindset that helps people shift their game and be willing to stretch into getting stuff out there in the world without it being perfect. Now, I do believe that in order to become the person who accelerates success, you have to kind of steel up your personality a little bit. And if you're a tender-hearted person who takes things personally, the work to do around this is to recognize that you can't be so tender-hearted when you go out and you're pushing the envelope like this, right? And I do believe that we have to train our mind to see criticism or failure or like mistakes as growth opportunities. And we have to let go of needing to get other people's approval or needing for people to do what we think we need them to do. And so the inner game piece of this that's really important is to recognize that, yes, you are going to get bad comments. Yes, you are going to have people that don't do what you expect them to do. And it might not go the way you hope it will, but it will go the way you need it to get where you're going next. I'm a huge fan of Brené Brown, and I watched her interview on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. And one of the lines that came out of, I believe she did a two-parter, is that this idea that people are walking around as perfectionists. And ultimately, that perfectionism is a fear that the world is going to see them for who they really are and that they're going to see they don't really measure up. It's the whole thing about the imposter syndrome, right? Like, what if somebody else sees that I'm not really all that? I'm not really perfect. I don't really have it all figured out. And hence, this brings me to my humble moment, my vulnerability as a leader and as someone who's been in this business almost 20 years, is I went through a really profound phase of having to bump up against kind of like shattering that illusion that I had it all figured out. And I remember at one point I was in a mastermind with some really big name marketers, and I was sharing about something that I was really scared about and wasn't going well. And I was having a bad time and I was feeling really low. And I said to the group, you know, I'm really struggling with this and I don't know what I'm doing around it. And, you know, I'm like, it's getting me stuck. And because I was known for this mindset, like high performance, highly trained person who could get over any hump, they looked at me like I was crazy. And one of the guys in the group said, like, Melanie, if you don't have it figured out, there's no hope for the rest of us. And this deep little hole inside my soul, like, opened up into a chasm. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doomed. Like, I'm never going to be able to be human. And I really think that's what happens for a lot of us, is when we are visible and when we are in this place of putting our expertise out there in the world, like really standing in our space of I'm an authority, there's can be a core fear of, wow, like, well, what if I am not the expert in this and someone figures that out and then my whole thing is a sham and then what am I going to do, right? So one of the things I love about this idea of imperfection in the ability to be wildly successful is to create this space where it's okay to not have it all figured out and to know more than 90% of the other humans in this one place, this one area, this one core strength that you have, or the series of strengths, right, or in an area. And to recognize that it's never about being perfect with it. It's about being willing to go into the adventure of figuring out how to get it good enough to accelerate results in that area, right? And so I personally had to do a lot of my own healing in this, of recognizing, like, I don't have to be perfect. I don't even have to be excellent. Like, I just have to be willing. Okay, I have to be willing. I have to be willing to get good enough that I can teach people what I know that have no strength in this area whatsoever, or that I can see it in a way that someone else can't, and that I'm willing to do more than the next person to propel my results forward. Now, this took a lot of work to get there. I'm also, if you listen to the episode I did with Ben Saltzman on the Enneagram, and we've got another one coming up in the next couple months, with another Enneagram person, because I'm fascinated by Enneagram. The idea of the Enneagram is that there's strengths that we have, and there's also kind of like our shadow. Like, we operate in this, with this inability, like there's an area that's kind of like our Achilles heel, our kryptonite. And for me, I'm an Enneagram 1, and you know that if you listen to the episode I did with Ben Saltzman, and that means that I am wired to get things right. So two things happen here fundamentally. One, I set myself up on a never win scale of results. If I'm not getting it perfect, my brain was wrapped around, then it's a failure, right? And so I had this horrible dynamic set up for myself where if I don't get this right, then people are going to lose faith in me. My business is going to fail, right? The second thing that happens when we have this perfectionism is that we expect everyone else to live up to those same standards. Now, here's where it gets really crazy. This is where we tend to dance between comparing ourselves to others and judging those that don't share our same level of standards. And so perfectionists will spend so much time either judging others, and sometimes it becomes your fuel to help fuel their success by teaching them what they don't understand. But at the same time, perfectionists get so wrapped up in getting the wrong things right that they don't move the needle forward. Really take that in. Perfectionists spend so much time trying to get the wrong things right that they don't move the needle forward. And that's what happens. We get hyper-focused on this place that has to get done right before we'll launch, before we'll get the book out, before we'll share this thing, before we'll launch our podcast, before we put the coaching program out. And really what we're doing is we're protecting ourselves from being seen as not good enough. That's really the baseline of perfectionism. So if you catch yourself here and you're noticing like, yeah, I do that where I've got to get it perfect before I'll let it go out into the world, or I tend to correct the same thing 100 times and it's never going to be good enough, or I spend hours fixing a line in a graphic before it goes out. That perfectionism is actually keeping you from getting real results. And what if you actually let yourself get it out at 80% right? I did an episode a couple years ago on the 80% plan, and it got really, really great feedback from people because they were seeing themselves in this place of, oh yeah, I got to get it 100% figured out before I'll get into action. So in my experience, there's a few key places where we get wrapped up in perfectionism. And one of them is in, I have to, you're like spinning, getting this one tiny little detail perfect, which really to the outside world has absolutely no bearing. And so it's putting the brakes on something that was good enough already. The second one is like, I don't know how to do something. And so the perfectionist gets stuck on, I need to know how all the pieces are going to work before I feel confident to move it forward. The next thing is the perfectionism of, and that fear of making a mistake, where it's like, if I'm not guaranteed it's going to work, then I'm not going to move it out there in the world. Again, a great place where fear is holding you back. And to recognize that these are all just your interpretations of what really does work. What really does work is there's no perfect, there's good enough, and the moment in which your clients are likely to buy it because it's good enough for them, because they're like, yeah, this is exactly what I need. It's good enough to get out there in the world. And knowing that 98% of success is launching and then course correcting once it's out there in the world. I know that might make you cringe, but it's actually true. I can't tell you how many times marketing materials have gone out, social media posts have gone up, Instagram posts where somebody's like, did you know there was a misspelling? I'm like, oh, well, you know what? It was good enough, right? And we have to be willing to find that line for us. Like, what's good enough versus I'm trying to get it perfect and it's not getting out the door because it's not perfect. So what has to shift? Where do you have to check in so that you can start letting go? Could you try the 80% plan? I'm going to get it 80% right and let that final 20% get resolved as it's in the market, as it's getting feedback, as we're getting information from the world around you. And some things can't really even be 100% figured out until you're trying to move it out. And there's things that you cannot figure out until it's live, till it's out there and operational, until it's, you know, getting all those fine tuning pieces at the last piece, you know, in that last piece of launching. There's also some things that we have to really work on in terms of self-acceptance and self-judgment, especially if you're one of those perfectionists that are afraid they won't measure up. And if you're worried about being criticized, this is huge. And really, like, there's a little bit of like a process you can go through here. It's like, and by the way, I know this because I've had to work on this one too, where if I thought I made a mistake that affected someone else in a negative way, I would be crushed. Still have that, but I'm a lot better at it. And so there's a little bit of self-talk you can take yourself through. And this is, I don't remember, this is some process I learned somewhere along the way. So if I'm repeating someone's program here, I apologize. I don't remember where I learned this, but there's a little bit of Byron Katie in here and some other stuff all mixed up. But the idea is to start doing some better self-dialogue to help you move from, oh my God, I failed someone, the world's falling apart, to, okay, let's pick ourselves up and figure out what do we need to do now. The first one is my interpretation of this situation my story? Like, am I filtering it through my fears and my worst case scenarios and my wounds? Or is this fact? Meaning there's a factual situation that's happened and it's really bad. Okay, because sometimes we overblow it a little bit and we kind of dramatize the situation based on our own issues. And the second piece of that is really look at, like, am I jumping to a negative conclusion, right? Or again, is this a factual situation that's unfolding? The third one, and this is where it's really, really powerful. Is there any other possible interpretation of the situation? So let's take a situation where, something's happened with your offering. You've had a client write you and go, okay, this is not what I thought it was. This sucks. I want my money back, right? Or like, I'm very unhappy, right? And so, yes, it's factual. They've said they're unhappy. Are you jumping to a negative conclusion? No, but is the thing you're telling yourself a higher level of negativity than really is? So they're not saying, they're coming to burn your barn down. They're saying, I'm unhappy, right? So let's put that in perspective. Is there any other possible interpretation? So if you're going into the drama of it and going, oh my God, I'm horrible. I'm never going to get this right. They figured out I'm not good at what I do. Well, okay, that's not what we heard there, right? What is the other possible interpretation? They're just unhappy and they would like you to resolve the situation. Is it possible by resolving the situation that you could have a client for life? Yeah. So work on creating other interpretations, other scenarios that spin it towards the positive. Now you can also play out some things like, hey, is it really the worst case scenario, right? So sometimes we have to look at it and say, well, in the range of things that could have happened, it's not the worst thing that could happen. Yeah, it's not great, but it's not the worst thing, right? So, nobody died. Nobody, is suing you, right? It's just an unhappy situation. And here's my favorite. Will anyone remember this in 5 years? Chances are you won't. And chances are the people involved won't. Right? Like people are not paying attention at the level you think they are. And if they are, then they need to get a life, right? So really put it in perspective. Is this really going to be an issue in 5 years from now, in a year from now, or even in a month from now? I've gotten myself through some pretty unhappy, painful situations in my life by putting that one little piece into perspective and realize, look, the mistake that happened right here, this misstep, no one will care about a year from now, let alone 6 months from now. I had to get over it and put it back into perspective. Okay. And last, this is the piece that I think a lot of people forget is you've got to practice some radical acceptance. Accepting others for the mistakes they make and accepting yourself for the mistakes you make. And know that mistakes are how we learn as human beings. Right? If we're not making mistakes, we are not growing fast enough. If we are not taking risks, we are not moving the needle fast enough. And if you want to make a greater impact out there in the world, you've got to be willing to make some missteps, have an event that fails, write a book that nobody buys, that no publisher even picks up, put out some marketing materials that flop. Till you do that, you do not build up the muscle of imperfection. Until you're willing to fail, you're not playing big enough, and you certainly can't achieve bold goals. And so, we've kind of wrapped up this perfectionism and failure into one ball here, but the truth of the matter is if you are in this place where you're not willing to take imperfect action, then you're not letting yourself fail. And I love there's a great story that, I think there's an interview that Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, said, and it's all over the internet and I've shared it on my social media, but I'll put it in the show notes, is that her father trained them that if they were not failing and sharing something that they failed at every week at the dinner table, then he was unhappy with them, because he knew if they were not being imperfect and doing things that didn't work, that they were never going to build up the muscle that was required for success. So I've definitely had my share of failed attempts, epic failures, mistakes, things that I wish I would have done better. But ultimately, I've had to be willing to let go of getting things perfect and getting perfect results from my team if I want to grow. And yes, sometimes it's painful and I've got to swallow my pride and go, okay, that sucked. That didn't feel good. What do we learn from it? How do we make it not happen again? But you've got to be willing to put your projector away, Don't unleash your criticism on others and really step into the uncomfortable zone of imperfection if you want to have a big impact and be a powerful leader on this planet. So I'm curious your thoughts on today's episode. Come join me in the Amplify Your Success community and look for the post today. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on in the Amplify Your Success community these days. So if you haven't been there in a while or you haven't yet joined us, it's free. It's amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. But, you know, we only grow by sharing our pain points. So I want to encourage you to share something that you learned from that taught you something profound about success and being a great entrepreneur or leader. So come look for that theme in the Amplify Your Success community and share it with us. So I leave you with this thought. Check your inner critic. Pay attention to where perfectionism is becoming a success trap. And what would you be willing to do differently today if you knew that getting it good enough was going to propel your impact faster? All right, we'll see you next week for another episode of Amplify Your Success podcast. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success podcast.